This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, it's been 902 days since Russian forces crossed into Ukraine and began their invasion of that country. And you may be asking yourself, Dustin, who's counting? Well, the Ukrainian ambassador to the United States, Oksana Markarova, is counting, and she was in Iowa yesterday and also took a few moments to visit the Iowa State Fair. I had the chance to catch up with her and get an update about the situation in her country right after this.
There are so many decisions that go into being a successful soybean farmer. Plant date, row spacing, water management, crop rotation, soil temperature, cover crop, soil pH, nutrients, water conditions. Whew. At least becoming a farmer member of the Iowa Soybean Association is one straightforward decision in your life. If you market at least 250 bushels of soybeans annually, ISA's farmer membership is available at no additional cost thanks to your soy checkoff investment. Just activate or confirm online and start reaping the benefits. It's a no-brainer. The Iowa Soybean Association proudly celebrates 60 years of moving our industry forward.
While Ukrainian Ambassador to the United States, Oksana Markarova, visited the Iowa State Fair yesterday, I had the chance to talk to her about the message she's been bringing to civic organizations and the people of Iowa, and what rural communities need to know about the war from their perspective. The ambassador says that Iowa has been a friend of Ukraine since shortly after they gained their independence, and she knows that she can count on those people now.
Well, first of all, you know, I would like to say thank you to all Americans and especially Iowans for all the support we have received since the beginning of this horrible war, whether it's, you know, flags outside of the houses or the bridges lit in our colors or the governor's support or your senators and congressmen's support or just, you know, ordinary people supporting us in this. But also I want to remind that Iowa is actually the first state that ever had a partnership agreement with one of the regions in Ukraine as early as 1996. Iowa partnered with Cherkasy Oblast, so just 5 years after we regained independence. So we're very much alike, frankly.
The ag industry is important to Ukraine as it's a large supplier of the world's wheat and fertilizer. Markarova says that the farmers of Ukraine have been some of the unsung heroes in their fight against Russian invasion.
Our farmers are heroes. And the reason why we are fighting so successfully during this difficult 2 years is because it's not just the armed forces, it's everyone. And farmers are not only planting and harvesting in a very difficult circumstances, with their fields being mined and with the unexploded ordnance and without sometimes access to anything pretty much, but they're trying to sustain the effort and take care of the animals and the fields. But they also do everything possible to defend their homes. I mean, it's all country operation.
Ambassador Markarova commends the Ukrainian people for not only adding to the resistance of invasion, but also working together to keep the day-to-day life going as normally as possible.
It's very difficult. I mean, the kids have to go to the bomb shelter sometimes 3-5 times a day or a night. The schools sometimes work and sometimes it's all online. You know, we are behind the vaccination schedules. The healthcare is a challenge. Everything is a challenge, but this is our home. So we have to... We are coming together, helping each other. Again, it's a very much community organized event, you know, in small cities or big cities, with our mayors staying with people, with our teachers, with sometimes women, you know, some women go to work, some women take care of kids, of themselves and their neighbors. But look, you know, if you look in the U.S., but when there is a natural disaster, you see that kind of resilience here, too.
You can find our full conversation at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network from the Iowa State Fair, I'm Dustin Huffman.